Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to the extra hour. My goodness, the producer, I just found out, wow, amazing.
Wow, amazing. Twilight Zone.
Yeah,
what's going on here?
VFN Radio, man.
So, so Pat, what's the Lord saying to you?
Watch your clock.
Which one?
All of them. We got several here.
Oh, my goodness. What else is he saying?
Duck.
Duck Goose? I mean, what's up with that?
Right. Duck Dynasty? You
want to feel yeah, right? That's probably it. Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, here we are in the extra hour. If you wonder what just happened, you're not alone. But it's exciting to see what is taking place. If you joined us, you might have joined us midstream here. And we wanted to make sure that we share with you every aspect of what was going on in the context of prophecy being fulfilled. And we're not trying to scare anybody, but we just, you know, unless it scares the hell out of you, I guess that would be something,
there
right?
There you go.
I can't believe it. You scared the hell out of me. That's actually a good
thing. That's a positive thing.
That's a positive thing. But, and so many people are trying to keep hell in, folks. And it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's very important what happens, what God's saying, hearing what he says. And right now, I mean, it's important to know what's going on. I mean, you could be in the middle of a program and not even know it.
Oh.
You don't know what I'm saying? A nice little prophet would have been good to be able to know that. And so, if you missed it, you got to catch the first part of the program in regards to Reverend Billy Graham. I'm excited about his hope for America.
Yeah.
Totally excited about his hope for America. I think it's probably going to be the most powerful message preached in his generation. And now it's time for us to realize we are the next generation, and now we need to honor him and those that have gone before us by imitating those that have gone before us, and stand up in our generation and communicate the love of God and the hope of God to our time, our season, our generation. And when Reverend Billy Graham is talking about, and when the prophetic word is talking about from Clem Clement, which was also given by
Benny Hinn,
a little bit later on confirmed, is that the different methodologies in cult parts of culture that would be used to deliver the message, then you're thinking about the seven mountains. Your seven mountains, and we think about what God's called these apostolic centers to do in the nation and the world, they're focused on all seven mountains, not just the religion mountain, which is important, but also the media, the teaching, the government, I mean, every aspect of these mountains, because God wants, he wants all those, every place,
yeah,
you know, to be his. And it's just exciting to see the fulfillment of prophecy. And that was like 1996, right?
90s is when, yeah, it was confirmed.
Well, we're going to have that exact date on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch and read the word, the prophetic word yourself in the context of that. But we're going to be talking about in the extra hour, about the secret to protection, one of the secrets. I believe it's a series happening here. We're finding out that God's wanting to reveal his secret protection. It's not a secret. It's only a secret if you choose not to know him and not to walk in his light. But it's made available to us in his word. But the secret to protection, to being blessed and delivered and protected, your life preserved, blessed in the land that you're in, not being surrendered to your enemies, sustained on your sick bed and restored from your illness. I mean, that's something.
Yeah,
that is totally something. And also about gratitude and being grateful, and hearing about abiding moments that are taking place. If you miss, though, you can find out more about this upcoming event at VFNTV.com. Click on The Torch and find out about My Hope for America by Reverend Billy Graham and the times in the areas, because there will be a website available there, a link to be able to get to his website and what's going on. John, what's God saying to you, man?
Man, well, you know, I had some time to abide and listen to what God's wanting to say. But, you know, when we think about honor, you know, the Lord has this, wants us to live a life of honor. And we talked about this the other day on VFN Radio, actually, I believe just yesterday, approaching God with honor. If you missed that, you want to definitely get that. And how we need to restore honor to our fathers and to our mothers, and the church has to get it right. But, you know, the Lord's called us to honor him in many different ways. We honor him with our heart. We honor him with our bodies. We honor him when we live a life that's worthy of the calling that he has given us.
Our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Yeah. It sounds like you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. But and we know this, right? We spend time with God. We abide with God. But there's another way that we are called to honor the Lord that often, and we're seeing now, I mean, with George Barna's, you know, stats that he shares upon the church, that only 3% of the church is actually functioning in this honor towards God. You know what I mean? It's like, and are we really honoring him? This is what the Word of God says. It says, honor the Lord with your wealth. So it says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine.
God of the harvest, you're talking about.
God of the harvest.
Wow.
You know, honor the Lord. And you're looking right now at a church that's not honoring God. At the same time, trying to pray to God for blessing, for health, for protection, for all these things. And it's like, where's the honor? Malachi says, "Where is if I'm your father, where's the honor?
Right.
That's right. You know who your daddy is because that's who you honor.
That's right.
If God is your father, then you're honoring him, right?
Mm-hmm. So we're not called to tip God. We're not called to throw something, a little something in, but out of the first fruits. Obviously, you know, we're not growing crops and harvests today with, you know, vegetables and vegetation, but we are harvesting crops because God tells us in the Word of God that he has given us the ability to gain wealth. He's given us the resources, the grace, the anointing, the intelligence to produce wealth in our everyday lives. And it's out of that first fruit. It's out of that very beginning. You know, it's one of the greatest pleasures you have as a believer is to come to the point where you can say thank you, where you understand with great humility that there's nothing that you could, there's no harvest that can come out of your life outside of God. We talked about yesterday how every physical and spiritual harvest all belongs to the Lord. It's his.
That's right.
It's his, and it's his hand upon us. It's his anointing upon us. It's his favor upon us that's opened those opportunities so that we can come into his presence. And it just puts the fear of God in me when I think about, you know, how many are coming into the Lord's presence, are coming worshiping God with their mouths, but their hearts are far from them, because really when we're giving to the Lord, it's not about money. We find out that God has what?
It's his already.
Yeah, it's his already. Mm-hmm.
And he can prove it to us, right?
In a minute.
Has anybody seen my wallet? Has anybody seen my wallet?
Yeah. I believe it's in Psalms 50 where it says that God has a cattle on 1,000 hills. And before that verse of scripture, he's talking about, you know, sacrifice thank offerings. He's like, I don't need a bull. I don't need a goat. I don't need this thing. But it's about honor. It's about a thank offering. It's about giving the Lord the tithe, because you're saying, God, it is all from you. We're showing the dependency factor. And really, it's about our heart. And if we're not honoring God with the wealth that he's entrusted to us, that's not good. It's saying that, God, you don't have my heart. In fact, you know, this job has my heart. This money has my heart. This other stuff has my heart. But when we can come before God and not just give the tithe, we talk so much about, you know, you hear the tithe. Listen, the tithe is the first step. It's like that belongs to the Lord. We need to grow in a level of maturity and of love and appreciation to the Lord, that we are stepping in areas of offerings, that we're believing God that we are going to finance kingdom advancement, that out of the extras, we're looking for places and ministries and opportunities to say, I want to sow. I'm a kingdom, you know, financer, if you will. There's people that finance businesses. I want to finance the advancement of God's kingdom, and I want to spread financial seed everywhere. Because, this is that.
This is that. You're right.
Absolutely.
And that is the secret. That's one of the secrets, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a secret. You want the secret to having abundance is to let go of something that you have. You know, little children go, I don't know if I want to let go of this. But when you grow up, you put away childish things,
that's right?
You know, you got to realize, and God wants you to be able to to share. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways that we know that we care about one, when you know what, when your siblings care about each other, they don't duct tape you to a tricycle and run you through the French doors in the front stereo second string. Got an amen in the back studio over there. They share their tricycle with you.
Yeah.
They don't duct tape you to it when they share it.
There was no duct tape involved.
There was no duct tape.
Just cement. Paper mache.
Moving off Second Street, we break all generational Second Street. but seriously, that's how you know that you love when you give.
Yeah.
You know, when you give, when you say, here's some of mine. And God says, I'll give you my son.
Mm-hmm.
I love you so much that I will give you my son.
Mm-hmm.
And in turn, we give him us.
Yeah.
And then as that progresses, he gives us more. And then we give him, as a matter of fact, he just says, just give me the first part of that. You keep the rest of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, just the first part of it. It's got to be first because I know your nature. I know what's going to go on. If you wait till the last, you're going to be worshiping it and not worshiping me. I'm your God. I want to have a relationship with you. But the first fruits.
Yeah.
You know, don't pay all your bills and all your taxes and find out what's left. No, even if it works out to where you still have a tithe or whatever, before you even put your detailed intellectual mind on that increase, don't even kick it in. You know, take a knife and cut off 10% of it and press the piece of that bread aside and say, that's God's.
Yeah. And let's just go there right now. Is it a net or gross? I mean, listen.
Well, it depends if you're riding around on the gross. I mean, if you're riding around on the road, then the police officer is protecting you in the gross and the country.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It's the gross.
No. If you don't get in a car that actually has had some governmental concepts put around it to keep you safe, like airbags and speed limits, and if you don't pull off your driveway into the road that kind of connects you to other things, I mean, I guess you would. And if you don't, I don't know, if you don't experience the freedom that you have in your country because they're keeping your border safe and that a police officer patrolling your neighborhood, that the people who work tirelessly, and I was just thinking about this last night as I was walking Max, I'm just so appreciative to all the ones who choose to serve in government, in your local city councils and county commissioners and sheriffs and mayors. And they just tirelessly think about things like, we need a drainage ditch here.
Right.
We need a holding pond here. We need water to be able to move. I was like, I'm so glad they're thinking about that because I really wouldn't want to busy my life.
I know.
But we need to support them in the... So, yeah, I would say gross.
Yes.
I would say gross.
Gross. And also this, too. Sometimes folks say, you know, I don't have a financial income at this time. Listen, ask God to show you what you can give. I think about Richard Wurmbrand, who was tortured for Christ. Talk about being persecuted. He was locked up in prison, I believe, 10 years in Romania, and he was fed bread and water. And you know what he would do? He would cut a corner. He would cut a tithe of his bread out that he was fed as an offering to God, as a tithe to say, God, I'm going to honor you with everything that I have.
That's exactly it. It's not about it. It's about your heart. It's about, are you willing to give, share?
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
This is VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. Light meaning the light of the world, and not light like easy. We're doing that so that you can actually not be a part of that. Listening to VFN Radio may be your only light.
Mm.
It may be your only opportunity during a day that every news broadcast, every radio broadcast, every conversation is just dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's doubtful. It's Hitler-like type conversations, or Aryan-type conversations, or Iranian or Muslim-type conversations, or political, which is type conversations, or you could listen to VFN Radio, and you're able to hear what's taking place, but then you can hear what God's Word says about it, and you can get a perspective, and you go, hey, I can know things without being terrified. I can. God has prepared me during this day to have a peace in the midst of whatever's going on. There's going to be a great harvest. We're believing and praying that God would bring a third great awakening to America, and a great awakening changes the DNA of the nation. They said Hitler's goal was to de-Christianize
the church. And they wanted to infiltrate it with political people. And what do we have today? We have people who are very politically connected and into some different political parties, and they like the whole scheme of the thing. And they're coming into the churches, and they're trying to de-Christianize it and make it more of a social justice movement. And that's what's taking place right now. Listen, I know this firsthand. And as a community organizer, I saw in my history, my past, that the church was being infiltrated by men and women who weren't Christians. Mm-hmm. And the church was just letting them come in to do social justice movements. You got to hear that. We have to understand this. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. VFN Radio gives you that knowledge and that wisdom and that light.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
I just figured out the riddle. I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. I've got it. I figured it out.
By
it,
George?
It was the butler. It was the butler. I've totally got it now. It took me a while, but I totally got it. Well, my goodness, that was really a good word. It's so timely. And for quite some time, do you know that you can give your way out of trouble?
Yeah.
If it's the right heart. And you can't hoard your way out of trouble, but you can give your way out of trouble. Start giving of your life to God. Give it in the right context of that. Giving of your time. Giving of your resources. I mean, if what's in your hand don't meet your need, brother, then what's in your hand is your seed. I mean, you understand that you got to, sometimes you got to push real hard because you have been stuck in a mindset thinking that you were God.
Mm.
Your ideas was God. And what you were doing was right, but it brought you into a bad place.
Yeah.
And so now, despite all that, you say, you know what? I'm going to trust God. And you just start pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. You can't out-trust God. Don't panic. If you start panicking, then you're revealing the fact that you really, really were trusting in yourself and your own resources and what's going on. But after a while, your giving becomes extravagant. And then you're just like, you know, just look for opportunities to be able to give.
Absolutely.
Because no longer are you worried about what the pagans are worried about, what Jesus said in Matthew chapter what, 5 or 6. On the Sermon on the Mount, he says, pagans worry about these things. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And it's like, you know, I just want to give. You just look for opportunities to sow into good soil and to meet the needs. And it makes me think about, you know, what the Lord is sharing with me. Because we gave Pat opportunity. God didn't say nothing to him.
Duck.
Duck. That was duck. It.
I don't know. Duck. There's a dinner that's coming.
I don't know. Duck is not good. I don't like duck. It's like strong. It's strong meat. But maybe duck hunting. I could duck hunting now. I've seen that in Duck Dynasty. But the Lord's been really speaking to me about the secrets to being protected.
Mm.
You know, we need to be, because so many people are looking for self-preservation. But, you know, you find out the reason why you're panicking on self-preservation is because you can't protect yourself.
Mm.
And no matter how defensive you are with yourself, you can't protect yourself. But when you start finding out God wants to protect you, then that's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, and I was looking at Psalms 41, 1 through 3. The Lord just really just spoke to me about here. And his word was, you know, blessed is he who has regard for the weak. Think about that. Blessed is he who has regard for the weak. The Lord delivers him in times of trouble. The Lord will protect him and preserve his life.
Mm.
He will bless him in the land, and not surrender him to the desires of his foe. The Lord will sustain him on his sick bed and restore him from his bed of illness. It's like, my goodness, what a protection plan.
Wow.
That's exciting when you think about what God will do when we... What? Oh, okay, it's not about me hoarding and taking care of myself. It's about me beginning to focus on other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's about me beginning to trust God. And say, you know what? I'm going to, what he says right here, he says, blessed is he who has regard for the weak. I mean, I know a lot of people who have disdain for the weak, who have criticism for the weak, who are judgmental of the weak.
Mm.
But in regards, we're talking about, you want a protection plan. He says you need to have regard for the weak. And this is what he says. If we'll do this, the Lord will bless. He'll bless you. He'll deliver you from times of trouble. He'll protect you. Your life will be preserved. He'll bless you in the land. No matter which land you're in, he'll bless you in the land. He'll not surrender you to the desires of your enemies. He'll sustain you on your sick bed, and he'll restore you from your illness. I mean, think about how powerful that is.
Wow.
That is so huge. I'm talking to you about a protection plan, the secret protection plan. And by the way, it's just free of charge.
Mm.
You know, it's free of charge. Just don't, you know, unless you want to sow gift and you want to start giving in the context of that. Listen, this is a protection plan. So he says, when will all this happen? He says, this will happen when you have regard for the weak.
Mm.
And you think about it. This is the dilemma is, you know, when somebody hears a teaching from God's word and they hear a word, the first thing that they do because of our struggle with idolatry is like, that's right. You need to take better care of me. It was amazing.
I'm
it's like,
weak. I'm how, a did, weak one here.
How did this whole, what happened? You know, it was amazing. It's like, that's right. You need to come to me and you need to repent. I mean, all these different things, like, how did it, this vortex of your existence, you know? No. Listen, this is what he said. Hey, put your mind on God for a second. He says, this comes to you when you have regard for the weak. And the weak is defined as not strong, liable, they're liable to yield. In other words, that they might not be able to hold in there too long. They're liable to break or to under strain. They're fragile. They're frail. Lacking in bodily strength or healthy vigor or from like being sick or feeble and that type of stuff, lacking in the ability or strength or knowledge or intelligence to speak up for themselves, their safety, their well-being. I mean, you think about it. Think about children. Just right up front, think about children that they don't have a voice.
Mm.
So many children right now, if they could say something, if your toddler could say something, if your infant could articulate a conversation, if your young three-year-old could really say what's going on, they would say, what are you doing, Mom? What are you doing, Dad?
Mm.
Why have you left me? Why are you neglecting me? You know what? They don't have a voice. But I just want to tell you that we did for years, for 10 years, we put a signs prophesying all over communities and said, Dad, please take me.
Yeah.
On the other side, for the fatherless, we said, sir, please take me. And we're saying right now, in regards to the weak, to the children who don't have a voice, ma'am, sir, turn away from all your self-idolatrous focus on you and your things and your stuff and look at your feet. That's your children. They're weak. They need you to feed them. They need you to teach them. They need you to raise them. They need you not to push them off in some specialized podiatry, neurosurgeon, ministry, somebody else raise and teach my child. You! I mean, have regard for your very own children. I mean, you think about him having regards for the weak. How in the world are you going to cry out to God to bless you when you're not even having regard for your own children?
Mm.
You have no love or no compassion for your own children. You're saying, God, why don't you have love and compassion for me? Why don't you deliver me from my enemies? Why don't you bless me and protect me in this land? It's like, you have no regard for the weak. And he tells us, even in Romans 14:1, he says, accept him whose faith is weak without passing judgment on him on disputable matters now. And understand, non-disputable matters, you have to call it what it is. Jesus is the Son of God. He's the only way to God. Every other way is a thief and a robber. The cross of Christ is the power of God, and the blood of Jesus is the only way you get forgiveness for sin. Undisputable. Now, about the length of your hair, come on. You know, get over that. Understand this, then, when he talks about the weak, it's having regard for them. When you think about regard, that's defined as to look upon or think of with particular feelings. You're feeling empathy, you're feeling something. To have or to show respect or concern for. Do you watch the news with disgust, with your nose up? Or do you watch the news with a broken heart and your knees down, trying to find out how you can help that young man or that woman or that couple or what's going on? To think highly of or esteem to have regard, or do you just think down about folks? Regard is to pay attention to, like we said, pay attention to your children in thought and action and concern. So you think about it. For those that are weak in their faith, how can you have regard for them? How you can actually begin to help restore a brother, restore a sister, bring them back to their salvation in the Lord and say, you know what? God can restore you. Secondly, you can begin to disciple someone. If you love them and they're weak, make them strong by teaching them the ways of the Lord and helping them begin to walk in it and strengthen them. Just like Francis Chan said, don't be deceived. Disciples make disciples. How can you help a weak believer? Disciple them. Teach them the ways of Jesus. How can you help the weak? Stand up strong for the ones who don't have a voice. Stand up strong for the next 55 million that will die in their mother's womb because you say nothing about abortion. Stand up for the orphan. Stand up for the widow. Stand up for the elderly person. Did they even cross your mind that they're shipping off elderly folks now in Germany to different countries just so they can die out of their sight? Does it cross your mind that in China, how they actually handle healthcare now in China, which they're trying to imitate, that they say, now we manage your healthcare. If you have more than one child, we will not cover it. And if we find it, we'll kill it. You have to kill the child. That's if you want to turn everything over away from God and say, you should have concern about made in China. When you have a product that says made in China, and we have a government, we have, should have a concern. We have, should have regard for the Chinese people and what they're going through, having to hide the second child, having to hide the fact, or to just to take the life of a child that's not the gender that you needed to be able to carry on the name. And so, but understand this. All we got to do is have regard for the weak. That's all we got to do is have regard for the weak. So he's telling us very specifically that if we'll do this, we'll be blessed. It will be delivered from times of trouble. We'll be protected, we'll be preserved by God, our life will be preserved, we'll be blessed in the land that we're in, not surrendered to the desires of our enemy, sustained from our sickbed, and restored from our bed of illness. Understand this. Psalms 41, 1 through 3. Blessed is he who has regard for the weak. The Lord will deliver him in times of trouble. The Lord will protect him and preserve his life. He will bless him in the land and not surrender him to the desires of his foes. The Lord will sustain him on his sickbed and restore him from his bed of illness.
Don't forget to visit our sponsors today. Sponsors and underwriters at VFNTV.com. Get all their contact information, phone numbers, and web addresses right now, VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Go to VFNTV. Go to VFNTV.com. This is VFN Radio. You're listening to this. Go to VFNTV.com and go to VFNTV in your menu, and you'll see a prophetic teaching about this generation. It's called This Generation. And it's time for us to wake up and respond. And it's going to encourage you because it's going to give you a perspective that if not, the things that we won't give up now, God will have taken away from us. Mm-hmm. He'll look, and there's raiders coming in as we speak, trying to raid the coffers, the government, the taxes, the freedoms, the Constitution, all these different things. But understand that God is allowing that. He's not doing it. He's allowing it to take place. It's his permissive will because of the choices that we've made, and he's intentionally allowing it. It's intentional. There's always somebody that wants to raid you, but he's keeping them back. And then, you know, if we don't respond, it just escalates and gets worse in regards to that. Even being sold as a slave to your enemy. You know, slavery didn't start in America. Slavery's been around since day one. Even Jesus said, you know, as Christians, you know, slaves obey your masters as unto the Lord. If you can get your freedom, get your freedom. So in the context of that, it was just an everyday conversation then. I don't want to be sold to my enemy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want to be sold to my enemy, but I can't be in rebellion to God and think that the end's going to be good. You know, and it may happen on an individual basis. You got to listen to this. Listen to it. It's called This Generation. And what it is that you have a pagan generation, but it's not unusual for a generation who has not yet received or didn't receive the gospel being transferred to their generation to be paganistic. But there's hope. There is hope, and God has a way to do that. Go to VFNTV.com and choose VFNTV on the menu and look for This Generation and begin to listen to it now and share it with your friends. It's a prophetic word for this day and this time.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. CBN News is reporting that Putin topples Obama as the powerful leader. Is that something according to Forbes magazine? As a matter of fact, listen to CBN News. I cannot believe, but we're talking about this already.
The most powerful leader?
Yeah, most powerful. Listen up to CBN News, the report about this.
Forbes magazine says Russian President Vladimir Putin is more powerful than Barack Obama. The magazine has released its annual ranking of the world's most powerful people. Putin took the top slot, usually reserved for the U.S. president, for the first time ever. Forbes says the Russian president has solidified power over his country, while Obama just endured a 16-day government shutdown. Putin also outmaneuvered Obama in the standoff over Syria's chemical weapons and made the U.S. look weak by granting asylum to NSA leaker Edward Snowden.
Think about that. Mm. Putin. Magog. And Mega Rush.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy.
And it's like, this is the one that's going to come down. This is the one that's going to come down. And from the northern parts of Israel, gathering all of the those that are gathering against Israel, trying to make war against them. And now, and we saw the shift. You know, we talked about the G20. We talked about, we had Michael Bodia on from talking about it. We talked about in regards to how it all works, how now the Arab League is gathered up under, as we basically handed over the Arab League to the president of Russia, you know, Gog, Magog, Rush, and all. And all we bowed down. We just said thank you for. I mean, it was this is Jehoiakim situation. God has allowed this to happen. We're seeing a nation humbled. You fix
it. Yeah, I was saying prophetic what you were saying in terms of in the G20 that the president came in last. President Obama came in last at the G20 that was held in Russia, where Putin was leading.
45 minutes last.
Wow.
From every nation, and now they're saying not only think about it. And now they're all, I mean, you have the Alinsky tactics being used in the world. The world's being organized because you have leaders of nations going, they're listening to our phone calls. They're listening to our phone calls. I mean, those are, you know, historically, those are major words. I'm talking about Ferdinand moments.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, and it's, and that's why you need to understand that, as was said, and you can see on the VFN torch, this has nothing to do. This is our leaders. Mm. And you're supposed to pray for those in authority. Pray for our leaders. But understand there's a whole mass of folks behind this whole thing. And their agendas, and that he has, according to the JFK Library panel that they had, as they were determining who they were going to choose to be the next president, that this is what our current president's pastor said, Pastor and Reverend Jeremiah Wright said, and you can hear it yourself on the VFN torch. He says, y'all don't understand, because everybody was being hard on President Obama. He says, y'all have to understand that he was selected before he was elected.
Right.
And that's important. And we talked about that. What president does not have to have partnerships to get there? I mean, you actually have a populace. The thing is, like, who selected you, though? And so whoever that crew is, they have an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And we're finding out it's to organize the world and organize America. We're seeing that take place. The whole world's being organized. And now you have Forbes magazines confirming the prophetic word that was given on VFN radio, that we have to understand this is serious times.
Yeah.
And we're seeing now the weakening of a nation. And this is how it works. I mean, the big question, this is today's special offer. It's available to you right today, this week. You need to get it. All you do is just make an offer of any, just whatever, any love offering, any gift. Just go to VFNTV.com, click on the special offer. But you have to ask this question, is America under God's judgment? It's a two-part series. It's yours for any offering whatsoever. We want you to get it. Mm. Immediately, you'll be sent a link to be able to download it, to be able to begin to listen to it. Why not take long enough to just ask yourself the question and begin to hear the biblical explanation? Look at the law. Look at the evidence. Look at the Word of God. Look at the evidence. And each phase of judgment, you can find out if this is true, because God will turn over a nation. And the thing about it is that His goal and His desire is to write us in the Lamb's Book of Life, people, not places, not to write us off. But if we don't pay attention, this can be a major cost. This thing can cost you everything. And people, you know, talk about, well, this is the Lord's coming at this time. The Lord's coming this time. But you understand, if you die today, it's over for you. It doesn't matter what your theories are or your, you know, eschatology is, you know, about when the Lord's coming or not. The day that you die, that's it.
That's mm-hmm. it.
That is totally 100% it for you and for me and for any of us. And so it's what you do for Him now. And so we're seeing a nation. So you don't, it's so strange how the enemy has polarized America where no, America doesn't see all of us as all of us because we're all Americans. We're not political mm-hmm. parties. We're all individual Americans.
Right.
You know, we have 50 states and citizens of the country live in each of these states. And some of the citizens, you know, ask for the opportunity to be able to lead for a period of time. And the people, the government by the people and for the people elects them for a while. But it's the people. We're all Americans. So when you see our leader who we chose become usurpian to bowing down to the king of Saudi Arabia, the prince of Saudi Arabia, when you see the reality of Russia's king, president, you know, Putin, the prince of Rush, you know, Gog and Magog now is over or in power, it's being promulgated in power. We're intentionally laying down our weapons.
Right.
It's not like we don't have the wisdom and the knowledge and these type of things. It's like we're just the spirit of weakness and intimidation and those who are behind who used to have a desire to defend our nation are blocking people from honoring those who defended our nation.
Mm.
They weren't even letting people go and honor the ones who gave their life for the cause of the Constitution.
Yeah.
They were barricading it. And somebody says, and now you can actually think horizontally, you can think about this horizontally, or you can think about this vertically. And this is a vertical issue. That's God allowing, He's showing us what our future is outside of Him. He's showing us, is this the route you want to take? Is this where you really want to go? And you're hanging on to your stuff and your things and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, do you really think you're still going to have that?
Mm.
I mean, what is this wave? I can tell you what Demetrius Duderman said the wave was, and it's not good.
Mm.
You know, that's Michael Badia's grandfather, and we had him on, and you can find it on the VFN Torch. I can tell you what God showed John, what it was. I can tell you what God has shown others.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to understand, when the innocent blood, it's crying out. Imagine just these voices of all this innocent blood crying out. All these spirits.
Yeah.
Crying out to God, you know, because, you know, a body is one thing, but when God brings life into that body, there's a spirit there and the soul's there. And imagine that soul crying out to God. And Abel's blood cries out today. So imagine one, if you put the number of children who have been aborted in states based on the population, half of the states in the United States of America, half of them would be totally gone.
Yeah.
We would have aborted half of our states,
mm-hmm.
population-wise,
right.
If you took compared to population. I mean, half of a country, and there was 300 and something million. Now, when you take that, you know, find out what the percentage of 55 million that, I mean, you're looking at a huge percentage of our very own population. And the thing about it is that it's innocent. It's innocent blood, which we got to cry out and say, dear God, you know, forgive us for this.
Mm.
in understanding how God feels about innocent blood, he even told Josiah, who was a king that so impressed God, that God said, I've never seen a king greater than you, before or after, you know, in regards to being a man. And he said, but I'm still going to judge this land based on the blood that's in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to judge it. I'm just going to pause for a moment. But I really believe that in regards to what's about to happen in America, at some point, God's going to deal with the innocent bloodshed.
That's right.
He's going to deal with it. But the thing about it is, but every moment, these folks are saying, you know, I wish the Lord would come back today. And it's like, do you really want that many people to go to hell? Do you really want that many people to be lost? Do you have that kind of discompassionate heart towards how many people who are held captive by darkness? Do you really not want to go be a part of going into all the world and preach the good news that God will save them, that God will set them free, that God is the light of the world, and that they can enter into the family of God? Do you want to end this, your last voice on this earth, to be a narcissistic voice as you stand before a God who denied himself? Mm. I mean, you think about it. The escape mentality. It's like, what did you do with all the wealth and all the influence and all the freedom that you were given? What did you do with it? And to think about it right now, I mean, it's embarrassing to see what we've done with it and what we haven't done with it. And so we need time. We need a Josiah pause. Dear God, you know, give us a Josiah pause. And you think, well, Josiah was a king. He could do anything he wanted to because the government was by him and for him. Wait a minute. That kind of rings a bell, don't it?
Mm.
Because America is a government by the people and for the people. Hey, you are Josiah. We are Josiah. I mean, if you're making T-shirts right now, put a big T-shirt on that says, I am Josiah. And begin to sell those T-shirts all over this land as fast as you can. Because that leaves us with the accountability before God. Are we going to get in God's word and find out what God says and understand how angry he is with us as a nation? And rip our clothes and cry out to God and begin to repent personally and repent nationally and repent in our Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria and uttermost parts of our nation? Or are we just going to continue in the darkness despite what we know? I mean, the word's being held captive right now. The word's being held captive for whatever reason. The enemy has gotten access to the simplistic word of God and the scripture being taught. And it's like, who's being taught?
Right.
Who's being taught? And that's exactly what happened in Josiah's day. He was king. He was leader. And just like you are a leader in America, if you are a citizen of America, you actually pick who's going to represent you in Washington, D.C., in your state government, in your county government, in your city government. It's a government by and for the people. This doesn't happen everywhere. You're actually the leader. And it says in the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, talking about it, that we have the ability to establish governments and take governments down based on the fact that they're going to take care of the people and the happiness. So it's you are Josiah. I mean, if anybody wants to start a T-shirt campaign, you know, it needs to be, you know, I am Josiah. I am Josiah. And the thing is, okay, Josiah, the word's been given to you. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Here's the state of your nation, Josiah.
Mm.
55 plus million babies have been bloodshed has happened.
Mm-hmm.
You've passed laws allowing this to take place. This coming up Monday, Josiah, they're going to begin to celebrate called 1 in 3. And they're going to get up, they're going to testify about how good it was that they had an abortion.
Mm.
They're playing this game called Eeny, Meeny, Mighty, Moloch. Eeny, Meeny, Mighty, Moloch. They actually kill their first 5 children and keep their 6th one, thinking like, hey, this is the one I'm going to keep. And thinking nothing's wrong with that, not realizing that 6th child's got to live with the reality of what you did to our family in the context of this thing. I am Josiah. I am Josiah.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light
on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
I was at the hardware store.
Wait a second.
Wait.
What? Back up. Don't even go any further. What was that?
Say that again.
You were where?
You were what? You were lost?
What?
I was searching hardware on Amazon.
Exactly.
No, it was. I actually was at the hardware store. And
were you lost? Looking for the barber?
This has to be interesting. He wanted excitement, right?
Yeah. Well, you know.
This has to be interesting.
Well, you know, it was. They have like tools and things there.
Uh-huh.
And stuff. And I'm walking around looking at, they have like aisles and numbers and, you know, things that I've never been to. Anyway, I just stand there somewhere in an aisle and call the store. Hey, I'm looking for screws. Where are you? Hello, anybody here? And I'm having to find, actually Pat and I went to the store sometime back, this hardware store. I needed a drill. I got to have a drill. And we come out, and he comes out, and he's the one that bought a drill.
I didn't get a drill.
And if you don't have a teenage son, you don't understand, but you will one day. Just plan in your future to get new tools.
Yeah, right.
And, that old thing? He's like, yes, that old thing. And so we walked out, and he came out with a real nice tool, it's drill and all that. But I realized later on, really? When I had to, I mean, that's a shame. There was a day that you actually screwed a screw in with the screwdriver.
With your hand.
You know, labor.
I pondered that before this, and I thought, I'm going to go get that drill. And I didn't know. There's two things that Pat introduced to me. Well, other things we're not going to talk about. But yeah, the two things
is
totally.
Family program.
It's frozen. Oh, well, frozen food. I had no idea that you could actually. Everything's frozen.
Frozen. Everything.
It don't matter what it is. I mean, I think his Bible
chicken
comes out of the freezer.
Anything. Just
before he abides
there.
In the morning, I think his Bible comes out of the freezer and puts it in the microwave.
It's defrosting.
I warm it up.
And the other thing was that everything, no matter what it is, if it runs on electricity, it also will run on a battery. I'm serious. Prior to God bringing us together, that when we were in the plastic fabrication business, he was a master fabricator, and I hired him to come work for me, and he organized all the inventory.
The scrap.
Okay, until you had your own company. And I just didn't know it. And you have these drills, and you put a battery pack on. I mean, today they're commonplace, but back then, it was amazing. I mean, the battery pack was like a 15-pound battery. You know, you put a backpack or something cord come around. No, but it was amazing. So you can get a battery for everything. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing like taking a cord and plugging it into a receptacle to know that you don't have to go, I can't believe this battery's not charged up.
Yeah, right.
How many times have we heard that?
Yeah, he has not been introduced to the extension cord yet. So everything's on batteries. As a matter of fact, you should have a battery car. You and President Obama, you know, he has a new car industry now, runs on what are the batteries? Ever Ready's or something? The Ever Ready car?
I don't know, but, you know, he's very, I think that'll fit you, Pat.
I can see stuck on the road somewhere. Oh, this battery wasn't charged up.
That'd be my luck.
How would that limousine move? That's what I want to know with that battery.
I mean,
you don't need a super duper battery for that.
He's so far back from the motor, he probably can't even hear it run. So he's probably thinking about it.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John. I'm Greg Lancaster, continuing to talk about I am Josiah. Just begin to pray about this. I'm feeling it. I mean, think about this. Your shirt, it just says, I am Josiah. And you have to understand that, and we're going to make this available to you. You can hear the teaching about Josiah's life. But he was king. He made a decision. He made a decision when he found the word of God. See, prior to that, the word of God was being hid from him. So what does it mean to be a Josiah? It means to be this. First of all, to realize that you are in authority. You are a person that God is going to hold accountable for the direction of your nation.
somebody says, well, I'm not a king. Yes, you are. In America, you're not a king. It's a government by the people and for the people, one nation under God. Mm-hmm. So you make a decision. So you first have to realize God's going to hold you accountable for the direction of your nation. That is a Josiah. Secondly, you're going to get the word of God. You're going to go find the word of God. Don't sit here and let people tell you what the word of God says. You're going to find it. Even if you have to hire carpenters and forego any of the priests who've been hiding the word from you and say, listen, give them the funds. I want to get the word. And when they get it, you actually have the whole word. Eat the whole thing, the bitter parts and the sweet parts in the whole word. And as you read it and you find out that God is angry with us, if you are Josiah, your heart's going to break and you're going to rip your clothes with torment and knowing, my God, he is angry with us. And you're going to repent and say, I'm not going to live my life like that. And then you're going to publicly tell everybody, listen, I was like that, but this is how I am now. And then say, I am Josiah, is to mean not only you're going to read his word, but you're going to obey his word. You're going to be a person who abides with God. You obey his word. And you expect and you train others up that you're over authority over to be able to do the very same thing. And finally, I am Josiah. Truly, to wear that shirt with sincerity, it will mean this. It will mean that you now know that you are the one responsible for the leadership of the nation that God's going to hold you accountable for. You're going to select godly leaders. I'm not talking about Christians. I'm talking about godly folks, people who have a fear of God, who don't have a fear of man, who understand that God is the one that holds things all together, that this is one nation under God. Yeah, we have horrific, terrible things in our history that happen, and we got to repent for that, and we need to merge all of our histories together, and we need to find out what that means and begin to teach one history of our nation, but that will begin with one nation under God because God holds Josiah accountable. But these t-shirts, imagine these t-shirts all over the place and billboards everywhere and television. I am Josiah. Because when you say I, that means you take responsibility for your decisions and the decisions you make. Repentance begins with you. And since you're the person in authority, you understand I got to now begin to make decisions that I'm going to be held accountable for. I've got to select godly leadership on the school boards, godly leadership on the county commission, godly leadership in the city council, godly leadership on my state Congress, godly leadership in the government and the governors, godly House of Representatives, godly senators in Washington, D.C., godly presidents, godly cabinet members. I'm telling you, this is what it means to be Josiah. Will it happen overnight? Listen, it was a process. It began personally when Josiah said, God is angry with me. I have sinned. And God gave him a grace. And this is what God said to Josiah. He said, I have not seen a king ever that is as great as you. I was going to come down and bring judgment because of the bloodshed on this land. But because of what you've done, I'm going to pause it. I'm going to just pause everything. And the time that you live, it's going to be a blessed land because you know what, Josiah? You truly are Josiah.
Wow. Well, you know, guys, we can get to a point in life where you realize that, you know, life is pretty fragile.
Yes.
It's really fragile. And it only escapes you if you don't, you're not aware of what's happening in the world today. Mm-hmm. But I want to encourage you. We did a segment not too long ago about how life is fragile and how we need to look out for those that are, you know, less fortunate, you know, than we are. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to share with you just a tragedy that happened here. Reinhard Bonnke, the evangelist that's all over the world, is preaching crusades to in Africa. They say that he's preached to more people face-to-face than anyone. And now the Lord told him that all of America will be saved. Mm-hmm. Well, on his team, one of his guys on his team, ministers on his team, just recently passed away. His name is Bradley Braylon, and we want you to lift him up. This man was a director for Christ for All Nations, which is Reinhard Bonnke's ministry, and he was over all the communications, the publications.
Wow.
And he did this ministry for 10 years.
Wow.
It's reported that Reinhard Bonnke's ministry produces something like 3 to 4 million books and public, just a ton of stuff. And he tragically died in a car accident. His family survived. And it just got me to thinking about, listen, you know, tomorrow's written in a fool's calendar. No one's promised today. And I think that, you know, early on when I gave my life to the Lord, I thought, listen, just give your life to Jesus. I'm abiding, reading the Bible. Things are going to go perfect all the days in my life. Let me tell you something. Bad things do happen. I mean, for Brad, listen, we're going to miss him, and his family's going to miss him, but he's gonna enter into his rest and his reward to be with God.
Right.
But we have to understand that life is fragile, and we need to pay attention to the things that are around us, the people that are around us, and to know that tomorrow is written in a fool's calendar. All we have is today, and it's important to live in the moment for God.
With no regrets.
No regrets. Yeah. Seizing that moment, putting everything out in the field, because you don't know. I mean, Bradley didn't know. Mm-mm. He didn't know that he was going to go home. And I just want to encourage you with that. I think about what happened with the young man that was working at an IHOP during the time of the One Thing Conference, and he was the Exodus Crime Ministry, and he lost his life tragically, been with the Lord, you know, but you can continue to work in the harvest. You continue to work in the Lord. I mean, you need to work while there's still daylight. You know, I mean, obviously, it's our, when I say tragic for us, because we lose the loved ones, they're going to be with the Lord. But the whole point of this is that if we recognize that life is fragile, if we recognize that we're not moving around in pride and assumption or anything like that, you know, we can live life in a way that honors God, that glorifies God, and we're going to wring this life out like a sponge. You know,
you
don't want to leave anything left on the table. And you want to say, God, I want to give it all for you. I want to give it all for you. Let me tell you something. Seize the day. Seize the day. Look at those that are less fortunate. Don't cast judgment on them. Love on them. I think about a homeless man that I met this last week named Scotty, and he's homeless. He's sitting on a pillow. And when I came up to him, I said, hey, man, how are you doing? He said, I'm doing great.
Wow.
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Wow.
I said, Scotty, you know.
Perspective.
Change here. Okay, yes, let me pause here because I may be entertaining an angel thereof. And I stopped what I was doing. And I had an agenda. I had something to do, but I wanted to listen and say, life is fragile. Scotty, talk to me. What's going on? Listen, we want to thank you for listening and watching VFN Radio. We want to support all of our underwriters and our sponsors. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Phone numbers, web addresses, how you can connect with them. Don't forget, if you're in New Jersey, visit Yolanda's Cocina Cubana. Cuban food on the go. VFNTV.com. Visit our sponsors today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.